today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on Sunday, 19th of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Ordibehesht, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. These are the beginning verses of chapter Al-Alaq from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq.
Recite in the name of your Lord who created. Created man from a clinging substance. Recite, and your Lord is the most generous. Who taught by the pen.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
On the way when these verses were revealed, not only in the territory of Hijaz, which was the territory of ignorance, few people valued the pen and knowledge, but also in the civilized world of that time, the open was worth little. Today, however, we know that the basis of whole civilizations, different kinds of knowledge, and the progresses of men in different fields pivots on the existence of the pen. The rank of scholars has preceded that of the martyrs because the source for the appearance of the martyrs is really in the ink of the scholar's pen. And basically, it is their pen that can change the destiny of individuals in different societies.
رب صلي رب سلم على طه المعلم نبع خير شمس حق من السماء You're the light of my eyes You're the answer to my cries You're the dawn that chased away my darkest night وإن لم أراك يا حبيبي عين روحي دوما تراك نور من الله كي يضيء لنا الحياة
Status of teachers in Islam is the topic of this part. Allah rewards those who acquire knowledge and teachers are known to be knowledge seekers of any community. There is a popular anecdote about the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, that may tell us how he used to appreciate teachers and learners and how he was one of them. The last Prophet of Allah once entered the mosque before prayer time. He spotted two different groups in the mosque. Some in one group were praying while others were reading the Holy Quran and supplicating. The other group was hard at work studying. They were learning to read and write as well as a debate Islamic principles and their implications in daily life. Look at both, the Prophet said. They are both engaged in useful pursuits. But I'm a teacher. I shall join the group assembled for learning.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear and sisters, assalamu alaikum and welcome. This is Ali, your host, and we shall be talking about the value and position of teacher. The position of a teacher is highly and significantly valued in Islam, to the extent that the position of a teacher is compared to that of the prophets in the speeches of many religious leaders. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Khidr, the prophet, we gave him mercy from us and taught him knowledge from us, which means that Allah has given him a special level of knowledge that is highly than acquired knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "My Lord educated me well." After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the first teacher and educator of creation? Prophets and divine messengers are the second teachers of human societies, because human beings, as Allah's vicegerent in the position of caliphate, must have a general nature that is derived from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, who has placed the crown of glory on the head of man, has become the teacher of man, meaning man's knowledge is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught him. Therefore, man can also be a teacher of his kind. And in fact, students who are worthy of the school of truth have reached the position and rank of other human teachers by the grace and inspiration of Allah, without intermediaries or through one of the angels, who are called the trustees of revelation, Gabriel, and have reached the threshold of the teaching of the first teacher.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
One of the teaching strategies of the last Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, is using living experiences and setting up an example. Prophet Muhammad always used to practice what he preached in front of his followers to set up an example. He also used to relay his own experiences to highlight the importance of knowledge and make it easier for everyone to implement in their day-to-day life. He is the perfect role model for everyone to follow. Therefore, the Prophet Muhammad is a guide and role model through his thoughts, feelings, behavior, speech, and life experiences, both before and after his demise. Through his actions, he was able to provide a learning experience to his companions and followers. To re-establish our intention as a teacher. One tip, all of us are educators by nature. So, has anyone ever told you you were born to teach? Perhaps you are charismatic or you are great at explaining information. The reality is we are all educators in some capacity. The last prophet of Allah said every one of you is a shepherd and is responsible for his flock. The leader of people is a guardian and is responsible for his subjects. A man is the guardian of his family and he's responsible for them. A woman is the guardian of her husband's home and his children, and she's responsible for them. The servant of a man is a guardian of the property of his master, and he's responsible for it. No doubt, every one of you is a shepherd and is responsible for his flock. A shepherd, like a teacher, is a guide and leader for his or her followers.
Anyone who's a Muslim or who reads the Quran or goes to majalis and lectures will always hear the same thing again and again and again.
Yeah.
The stressing on gaining knowledge.
Yeah.
From the cradle to grave, go as far as China. Mm-hmm. It is the belonging of the mu'min, of the believer. And these are prophets of God who are not satisfied with how much knowledge they have until now.
Yeah.
Because they're perfect, they're anbiya.
There you go.
But the one thing that a prophet is still continuously growing in is knowledge.
Of course.
It's not like they're ma'asum. Infallibility means they have absolute knowledge. They are on their own journeys of gaining ilm. Mm-hmm. And that's what comes up in the Quran a lot. Mm. The idea they must seek knowledge and that they don't reach a level in it until they have knowledge.
Yeah.
And there are many ayat of Quran about this. The first verse, اقرأ بسم ربك, the first verse is about speak.
Ahsan.
And it ends by saying to the Holy Prophet when he's in that cave and the mission hasn't even begun yet, it's just starting now, that God knows certain things that you don't know.
Mm.
And you rely on God. Because ilm is of course a quality of God. He is al-alim, he's the one who knows. And many ulama say that knowledge is a part of the essence of God. It's not some quality which only comes out in actions.
Yes.
I'll give you an example, Neil, just to kind of make this point quite clear. And then we'll move on to all the other things. God is a creator, he's khaliq.
Yeah.
He makes things, he creates things, he does ijad, he gives wujud, existence to different things. But we had never seen that quality until there was something to be given existence to.
Yeah.
Like it's when someone was born or Adam was created or the earth was created. Okay, now I see the quality of God. But it was always there.
Yes.
We just hadn't seen an action which showed that quality of God.
That's true.
Mercy is kind of like this. I know God's merciful.
Mm.
But until you see an example of it, you don't understand that what that quality looks like.
Mm.
Ilm is not like that. Ilm exists whether there's someone there to experience it or not.
Yes.
The ilm of Allah, knowledge of God,
always there.
It's continuous.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need an action to be known.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's kind of different in that way.
Yeah.
There are other qualities which are kind of like this where they are dhati, and there's a big discussion in theology between the Ash'ari and Mu'tazili about, you know, what qualities of God are central to his essence and what qualities of God are only manifest in his actions.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different discussion, but ilm is central to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now come to me and you. Me and you read the Quran. We have our own lives, our issues we're going through in our worlds.
Mm.
We read this book, inshallah, to grow and to become better human beings, inshallah,
That's right.
Walk the path towards God. And the Quran asks us, do you not realize how great the verse is? Hal yastawi. Do you not notice that those who have ilm are not the same as those who don't have ilm? They are not the same.
Mm.
Those people who are ya'lamun, who have knowledge, are simply of a different quality to those who don't have it.
Mm.
And don't compare these things if they are not there.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to. And we hope it was beneficial for all of you. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
Mustafa, anta an-nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursalin rahmatan lil alamin jitta bil haqqil yaqin. أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين.